restart that recording? Okay.
So this should hopefully be pretty easy. Our ordinances require that with preliminary plats, within a year, a final plat is recorded. And Mr. Guthrie is almost at that year mark, so he has requested an extension of his preliminary plat. He has submitted his final plats. They're going through a review process. It's just when we send corrections to his engineer, sometimes it's 2 or 3 months before we get something back from his engineer. And then if we send him another correction, it's another 2 or 3 months. So it's really just kind of pushed this process out for the final plat. He is requesting an extension on the final plat. And Planning Commission did recommend an extension for up to 90 days, and that vote was unanimous. The extensions only in ordinance are only allowed for up to 6 months. So they're giving him 90 days.
Mayor, can I ask Janae a question on that?
Didn't he already start building? Does he still need to?
No, he hasn't started building.
He's pushing dirt. He's grading. Janae, question. Do we have any pulse on if they can complete it in 90 days?
Yeah.
With the reviews back and forth?
Yeah. So they're at their third review right now. I'm waiting on most of the phases. There are two phases I'm still waiting, which I did send an email out to his engineer asking for a turnaround.
Okay.
They have told me they've corrected all of the stuff from the second review. I'm just waiting for confirmation from the engineers that they have corrected all of that. But yeah, we've already gotten the third review back.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I would hate to do 90 and it's going to be like 120.
Yeah.
And we're right there.
I can send an email and confirm. Well, I didn't send them anything right now just because we haven't approved it, but I will let them know that that's what was approved was the 90 days. Okay. Unless you want to extend that further.
Well, if they can get it done, let's get it done. But if it's going to take a minute, I would just hate to come back in 60 days.
I mean, this is the second time we've gone through this process with Mr. Guthrie. So.
And they're getting closer.
Yes.
But just not quite there. Okay.
How many times are we typically willing to
extend? So they can. That's only a six-month period to extend. If they can't do it in the 6 months, they have to start the process over again. So they'd have to go back and get the preliminary plat approved all over, which is part of what happened on the first time. Just waited too long to do anything.
I think that's why I'm wondering.
And he made some changes from the first time to the second time and had to go get his development agreement, which never really happened through the first process. Yeah. So there was a few cleanup items that happened with the second time around.
All right. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion if there's not.
Mayor, I move that we approve the 90-day extension for the final plat. On those, is it the two phases?
It's seven. Phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 14.
Perfect. On the seven phases listed in the
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion is passed. Discussion and consideration. Item 7G is a discussion and consideration of approval of a task order with Civil Science for Design and Engineering Services for the sewer rake project identified in the wastewater impact fee facilities plan. Kyler?
Yeah, this is a sewer project that we have in our impact fee facilities plan. What it includes is an actual screen to pull out some of the material and trash that hopefully will reduce some of the aroma we have at the ponds. We have two projects planned. This is one. The other is aeration. But this sewer rake will help reduce the level of trash that's floating around there in the sewer ponds. It's also looking at having a septic dump site. And then a building to protect that sewer screen. What we have before us is a task order from Civil Science to go through that. They're estimating the project right now at about $665,000, including those aspects, with some design. Let's come over here. the design being $65,000. That includes bidding and construction and their supervision of that project. This is a slight change or deviation from what's in the impact fee facilities plan in that there have been some additions with that, the building, that as they went to other facilities, I think Jake and a few staff went to Cedar City to see what they were doing at their facility. They recognized that having a covering of that rake would, I think, be beneficial to us. And so there were some adjustments as we've gone on site to other facilities to try and accommodate and make sure that, that we're doing the best we can for our community. Right now, we have about $500,000 saved up in the sewer impact fee fund. So we're most of the way to having this project funded. And so if you approve that design, it'll give us a little time to save up the rest of it and have it designed and ready to go as we have the funds available.
All right. You guys got any questions on that?
No. Makes sense.
Are the llamas still out there?
Yeah, we have two llamas and about 20 goats.
I can't help it. I got to say it. Isn't that an awful lot of money just to stir shit? I'm so sorry, but even I had to say it. Okay, now we can move on. I'm ready. Anybody ready to make a motion?
Yeah, let's make a motion and get going. I'm ready. I
was trying so hard not to say it. It's your fault. I know. So, I looked at you and thought that's what they'd say. Were you Marines, Navy, Army?
Army
didn't say that. See?
I'll make a motion that we approve. Is it? Of a task order.
Yeah, task order 2026-2.
2026-2. Anything else I need to say on that? Or?
Nope.
I'll second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Whew.
All right, we've got a lot of...
If you're okay, Mayor, maybe we just skip to item 9, which includes just going over what's in our next meeting, and then... The other two items will likely go into a closed session with no anticipated action after item.
Okay.
So on May 12th, we do have the tentative budget. We're required to have a tentative budget the first meeting in May. And so we're working with department heads right now to have that ready. There will also be a third quarter financial report. We're looking at having some changes to our minor subdivision ordinance that the Planning Commission has been working on. And then King County Hospital, along with St. George Hospital, they are trying to do an annual update. They're anticipating coming on May 12th as well.
Okay. What is sanitary sewer plant?
It's late. Good. It's we're good on worse. The update. We can, yep. We can close. We can
thank
move
you.
Into our full
we're,
session.
We're paying
thanks.
So thank you for being here.
And we'll just need a motion.
Yeah,
sorry,
I'm
not
a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we moved into closed session.
This one's
to discuss.
Do
we discuss the two
reasonably imminent litigation?
To for the discussion of pending reasonably imminent litigation. Do I need to do the other one too? Just sit in.
Yes.
And I'd also character and professional competence of city personnel. Including the annual review of
you
the
quote me swearing once.
I'll second.
A lot of
he is a strong word.
I know. Don't quote me on that.
We got it. We got a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you guys.
Do we need a roll call on that one?
You technically need a roll call.
Let's do a roll call on that.
We'll start with Peter. We need a roll call. Yay?
Yay.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion is passed. Before we start,